This is GQDN for Friday, January the 27th, 2023. In today's news, oh, how much we love quarterbacks. So we've got some Bungie news, some Ubisoft stuff. But today, we start with Phil Spencer. This is brought to us by IGN, and they did an interview with Mr. Spencer. And in this interview, he talked about a couple of things. One, there could be stuff coming in 2023. Well, here's what Spencer said. Quote, "Our commitment to our fans is that we need to have a steady release of great games that people can play on our platform. And we didn't do enough of that in 2022. There's no doubt. And fundamentally, that's on me. I'm the head of the business. When I think about the rest of the work that we're doing this year, it's going to be an exciting year. From a production standpoint, we're coming out of all the COVID at home, and I think we've got better working rhythm as in an industry and things that are going on, and I'm excited." They go on within the interview itself. They talk about Hi-Fi Rush. They talk about how to establish some momentum. And in part of that, he did say, quote, "The commitment we have to our customers to continue to deliver great games is something that I take seriously. The teams take seriously, and 2022 was too light on games. So we're excited about getting to roll into 2023, have the developer direct. I felt really good about the games that we were showing. And then knowing that Starfield is a great game, or is a game that we'd be able to highlight on its own show, and then just start off 2023 with good momentum, I think we needed that." But he wasn't just talking about that. Once again on IGN, he was also talking about what he has learned from the Activision Blizzard takeover. So back to quoting Phil Spencer, "The fact that I have more insight, more knowledge, about what it means to work with the different regulatory boards, I'm more confident now than I was a year ago, simply based on the information I have and the discussions that we've been having. When we announced a year ago, we talked about 18-month timeframes. We're 12 months into that. I think we continue to stay focused on getting the deal closed. We're actively working with regulatory boards around the world that needed to approve this, and it's been a learning experience for me. A lot of time spent, a lot of travel, a lot of conversations, but they're conversations I get to talk about our industry and work that we do and why we do it. I think more regulators that are informed about what gaming is, how the business runs, who the players are, and what aspiration as Team Xbox is just a good thing for the industry itself." Now let's get into a little bit more business from Destructoid. They're saying that Skybound has put some investment into Mega Cat Games, basically the one that's making WrestleQuest. So what did they do? Well, they did put some investment, but no figures have been released in this investment. But it could be in the millions of dollars. So we shall see. And WrestleQuest looks like could come out in May 2023 because that was a previous announcement. So that might be more money for Mega Cat Studios. We'll see what happens. WrestleQuest does launch May 2023 on PlayStation, PC, Xbox, and Nintendo Switch. So pay attention to where that drops, people. Looks like all platforms. Now let's bring it back into Xbox. Mainly Ubisoft, actually. Because, well, that's not fully owned by Xbox. It does smell like they could be working on Far Cry 7 with a standalone multiplayer. This comes to us from DualShockers.com, and even what I saw on Reddit there last night, there are some rumors, very strong rumors, that Far Cry team could be making a new game. Now, Ubisoft has had its troubles, but with that the financial troubles that they've had, the corporate troubles that they had, or still have, and trying to make the games and come out. But we'll see. If this does come out, this might turn things around for Ubisoft. Maybe. Here's another thing that's been worked, well, teams have been working on, back to Xbox for real this time. And they have said that Forza Motorsport will be delayed from quarter three this year to possibly quarter four? Well, this is what DualShockers is reporting. And a well-known insider by the name of Jeff Grubb did talk about this on his YouTube channel as Game Mess, and that was transcribed by VGC. And what he has been hearing is that Forza Motorsport may be going from July and being pushed back to September. So once again, we'll see what happens. So even on their Forza Motorsport splash screen, it only says coming in 2023. But hey, we'll see. It'll be on Xbox and PC, but not in the spring, apparently. Okay, let's get back to a little bit of PlayStation news. Once again, from DualShockers. Last one from DualShockers, but not the last one from us. Marvel's Midnight Suns, if you have been interested, now has a two-hour free trial on PlayStation Plus Premium. So you can play the first 2 hours on PlayStation Plus. And not just that, F1 Manager 2022, you can play for about 3 hours. And that would be a sales point for the games, for the individual games themselves. So, what would you do? Would you pay for it? I know that Midnight Suns, if you heard me on the weekly show, I really like that game. It's a really good game. And some other people like this game too via Eurogamer. Well, Bungie had to do some explaining about Destiny 2, and I know a lot of you like Destiny 2. But they did, quote, investigate an ongoing issue causing certain triumphs, sales, and catalysts to lose progress for players. That was a tweet that they had. Further quote from the team, we discovered that the issue was caused when some currently incompletable EDZ and Nessus triumphs were moved from Forsaken into the Archive Triumphs section. That was Bungie in a blog post. Further quote, to make that change, we used a tool that can move player state from one location to another in the player's account. This tool is very powerful, but requires careful and cautious handling. Due to the convocation error, we accidentally reran the older state migration process used for the Beyond Light release. As a result, we ended up recopying old data from before Beyond Light into current configuration, essentially undoing certain aspects of player progression since then. So they did identify the issue, which did result in a player state, and in patch 6.3.0.5 that is now constructed will remove the specific change that was causing the issue. So follow their blogs, follow them on Twitter, and you will see everything that they've done. Okay, now we get to a great big atomic heart. This news comes to us from GameSpot.com. And two things. Atomic Heart got gold earlier this week before it is set to release on February 21st. But now that it's set to release, it has an 18% discount on Fanatical. So If you want the game and you know what it's all about, go get it. Oh, and it's on Xbox Game Pass Ultimate for just $9, which is down from $30. So yeah, it's on sale. Ooh, save money. And that's if you're intentionally going to buy it. We end today's show with another GameSpot article, and they said that Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow going for another AFC championship game this weekend, did say when he talked to at Field Yates on Twitter, or basically when he was doing a Q&A session, Field Yates did tweet, Joe Burrow asked whether he watches film on the flight to away games. He says he's usually wrapped up in his film work by then. What he do instead? Quote, sometimes plays Super Smash Brothers. With no football on this Saturday, He says he'll probably play some more Super Smash Brothers. Yep, Joe Burrow likes games, and you know we do too. We do that at Group Quest. You can go check out thegroupquest.com for all the episodes. Oh, tomorrow, twitch.tv/DonForge. Tomorrow night, 6 p.m. roughly. I think I start the live stream about 5:30 EST. This has been a DonForge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. Joe Burrow does.